Welcome to Water Insider, a podcast brought to you by DHI. Whether you work with urban or inland water systems, marine or offshore, we get experts to discuss everything water, so you can be the first to learn the latest in water tech and trends.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. Welcome and enjoy listening to this podcast about integrated urban water management. My name is Honza Krejčík. I'm an urban water professional. In this podcast, I'm hosting my friends and colleagues from water business, and we are together discussing challenges and topics around integrated urban water management. My guest today is Manfred Čice, my colleague from early ages of our both professional careers, and today the deputy head of Department of Water and Energy at IFAC, which is the German Institute for Automation and Communication in Magdeburg. And Manfred is also the former chairman of Joint Committee of Integrated Urban Drainage and one of the lead researchers of the field of integrated urban water management in Germany. So Manfred, welcome in my podcast.
Thanks a lot, Jan. Very happy to meet you again.
Yeah, well, it's also my pleasure, Manfred. And when you mentioned that we are, pushed to be in a virtual world, or we need to meet in virtual world. Well, you know what? This is what we have started like 30 years ago, right? To transfer, some of the knowledge of water into the virtual world. And no one those days have called it like digital twins and full automation. We just simply call it models. Yeah, and since then, the world has developed a lot. And now everyone is talking about this bit of science like standard industrial tools that everyone should be using and is using. And also the world of water in cities has moved since solutions that have been done separately for stormwater, wastewater treatment plant, also water distribution, to more comprehensive approach, trying to solve the water cycle in the cities as a whole. I hope you would agree that, nowadays the water managers are trying to look much more holistic way about how the water should be used within the cities. And that comes the first, my question about what is your understanding, how the general topic of integrated urban water management has developed in the last maybe decade or something, and what is your view, how the general public, but also engineers and water utilities, has developed in their understanding what is important, to do together.
I think the idea of that the water system, the water cycle, consists of many parts which somehow belong to each other, which are closely interconnected, interrelated with each other. In theory, this is known for many years and centuries before. But the idea of combining them somehow in modeling and in daily practical operation, 30 years ago, it seemed to be a quite new idea. Now, obviously, things have progressed a lot, not only that computers are faster now, but also that simulation tools are more convenient to use. But of course, some challenges still remain. Still in some water companies, authorities, or even in university teaching, sewer systems and wastewater treatment plants are considered in a quite separate way, sometimes by different departments. So we have not yet overcome the challenges.
We both know, you and I, by the other experience, that simulating the real world in the digital environment brings extreme value for decision making, even in the planning phase or in the operational phase. And now I'm actually touching the way of where we are moving, because in the past, we were more or less using these tools for better planning of our rehabilitation projects for infrastructure. But seems to me that today we are moving, and when I say we, I mean the professionals in the water business, more to the operational space. Is that also your understanding?
I have to say, I also understand the managers of water companies and water authorities that they are maybe a bit cautious to see how developments are going, because in the end, it is their responsibility to meet the legal requirements. Maybe it's different in Czech Republic, but at least in Germany, everybody tries to stick to the guidelines of the German Water Association, which are said to represent the current state of affairs, the current state of technologies. But certainly the aspect of dynamic operation adds a lot of benefit of using our infrastructure. Imagine about sewer systems as infrastructure, most of it built in 18-something. You realize as soon as you do some repair work, then it's getting quite expensive. For any construction work needs to be planned very well. Operating into the dynamic way, in many cases, not always, but in many cases, you can make much better use of that precious infrastructure. And that's where I believe we in the professional community can contribute a lot.
Now we are not talking only infrastructure, but also integration of this infrastructure together with receiving waters. Do you have any recent experience with some really integrating projects where the water in the city, I mean the water infrastructure, has been working together with the evaluation of what is happening in receiving waters?
Some forward-thinking companies or municipal water companies and water authorities, but on the other hand, there are many who are still in the very traditional, let's say, conservative way, and also the regulatory framework only slowly is moving towards integration. Only this year, a new guideline document has been published in Germany, which gives a little bit more, let's say, freedom towards integration. And things are moving, but things are moving, I would say, too slow.
Is it a new regulatory framework, or is it a society who will demand the different use of the water in the cities? Or is it us, I mean, as researchers, technology companies, consultants?
I think there are, let's say, several bodies involved in shaping the future. I think to us as the professional community, we have a very important role to play. We are the persons who know about the topic and who can dedicate 100% of our time to the professional business. And public awareness, also important in an indirect way. Once a year, we are running here in Magdeburg and in similar other cities as well as the science nights, explaining to the general public what we are doing at the research institute. We explain about combined sewer overflows and how to use real-time control on reducing combined sewer overflows. And many people are actually surprised that such overflows are happening. So it needs also education of the general public. But we are very happy they're taking such interest in these things. But in the end, as many things in this world, main drivers seem to be laws and regulations and money.
I think that we do have a similar experience, Manfred, here, and real-time control of the sewer system and the wastewater treatment together. And the interesting thing in that case is that there is also possibility to document a return of investment. The other could be the examples that we have done also for a long-term partner in Gothenburg about future city flow, and that's how the infiltration inflow impact could be reduced by real-time control at CSOs or at the treatment plant. And once again, there is not easy, but possible way how to describe it backwards by return of investments into the technology against the operational cost. So I think that we are pretty much aligned with that kind of initiatives, and showing these kind of examples to general public, as you just mentioned that you do it in Magdeburg and for the other cities, let's say what you are doing is probably very important.
Yeah, for me, the most striking example was a project we did in Lima, Peru, city with more than 10 million inhabitants, mm-hmm. and they have less than 10 millimeters rainfall per year, which means nothing.
That's quite challenging.
But obviously 10 million people, if not more, need water every day. So we were helping the water company and the Ministry of Housing and Sanitation in developing plans for the future, what to do. So we did the stakeholder meetings, also inviting NGO and university and so on people. And what was very useful in these sort of discussions was the use of models, even quite simplified models, which could be run during the meeting and to make people understand their own system. We arrived at an action plan which has been signed by many different institutions who in the past never have been seriously talking to each other.
Yeah, well, I like this example. The digital tools and digital technologies can serve not only as a tools for engineering solutions, but also for how do people communicate together. So that brings different people, and when I say different people, I mean the people with a different background, to a common communication platform. As you mentioned, by visualization tools or simplifying, let's say, the scientific or engineering results into the form that everyone is talking on the same platform or same level of information. And then it can bring much more easier, at least discussion, if not straight decisions, as you have just as you have just described. Is that, to your opinion, the biggest challenge in these integrated projects?
I wouldn't say it is the biggest challenge. It is certainly a challenge which needs to be addressed. But to be honest, we shouldn't only strive to bring the whole world of disciplines to talking to each other if we don't even seem to manage to bring sewer system department and wastewater treatment plant department of the same water company to talk to each other.
Technology that works together can help the understanding about how people can work together. Speaking models of catchment and sewer system and then wastewater treatment plan, or as we call it, the integral digital twins of that system can help this understanding, right?
We can probably conclude here that technology that works together is helping also people who should be working together. Whether we talk about sewer systems and wastewater treatment plants, for instance, working together, or entire water ecosystems that are somehow represented by digital twins of entire water cycle in the cities. And about the recent technologies, how they have matured up to now, and what are their benefits, and what are also their challenges, we will be talking in the second part of our podcast. So thank you for now, Manfred, and stay tuned for the second episode of that podcast.
Thanks for listening to Water Insider. You can find more episodes on our website, dhigroup.com, or anywhere you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us.